This goes to Dr. Lena, L-E-N-A, Widman, W-I-D-M-A-N, fax 989-775-1640, regarding Kathy with a K, K-A-T-H-Y, Mudaika, W-U-D, like David, Y-K-A, date of birth 1-20-1956. Dear Dr. Widman, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Mudaika with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and elevated calcium levels. Her last visit was 1 year ago, October 3rd of 2023. Since that time, she fell and fractured her left hip in July of 2023, and she required surgery, an ORIF with screws and hardware placed. She did very well after surgery and had minimal pain, but recently she's been having quite a bit more pain in that left hip, and she's going to call the surgeon for follow-up and possibly another x-ray to make sure nothing is going wrong with the hardware that's already in there. She, after the surgery, was started on calcium and vitamin D, and she's been taking 2 calcium daily, along with a vitamin D, 50,000 units every 2 weeks. But her recent calcium levels were elevated, so 10.7, and that was on 10-10 of this year. Therefore, we're going to have her hold the oral calcium, but to continue the vitamin D for now. Hopefully that will be just enough to keep the calcium levels normal without having them too high. The patient's weight is stable, and otherwise she's feeling well except for the pain in the left hip. She is walking with a cane also for stability and to help with the pain. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She does still smoke cigarettes and has been unable to quit. And she does have some dysphagia still. It's minimal and stable. And she does have some laryngitis, and that she states that that is chronic. And she has dyspnea on exertion that is stable, none at rest, no current cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no chest pain. Urine is clear with nocturia 2 to 3 times a night, and no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight low-dose lisinopril, 5 milligram daily. We've asked her to stop the oral calcium also. Physical exam, weight, 147 pounds, pulse 95, and blood pressure is 110 over 82. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 10-10 of 24. Creatinine is stable, 1.06. Estimated GFR is 57. Calcium elevated, 10.7. Albumin, 4.4. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 4.6. Intact parathyroid hormone, 27.4. Urine, negative for blood and trace of protein. Normal white count. Hemoglobin, 14.5, normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. I've asked the patient to continue getting labs every 3 months. And a lab order was fixed to Claire and a copy given to the patient. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, type 2 diabetes, stable. And 4, elevated calcium. So we will stop the calcium supplementation, but we'll continue the vitamin D2, 50,000 units every 2 weeks. And then we'll recheck the calcium levels 3 months from now, along with the other renal chemistries. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice within the next 9 to 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.